Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, fourth episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about the idea of multitasking while studying. We have all done it, sat in a meeting or a lecture, and our brain wanders off. If we have access to our computers or phones, we then start surfing the web, texting friends, or working on other homework. This might even apply when we are studying, especially in this day and age. So this brings up the question, is multitasking helpful or harmful to our studying? And does this help or hinder our learning process? Earlier in Season 1, we talked about the idea of interleaving, where we focus and concentrate on one concept, then switch to another concept, and then interleave our studying of different concepts. As we said earlier, the research has shown that using a technique like interleaving does help us to remember and get better at different topics. However, according to the science, it turns out that multitasking is very different, and in fact, does not help our learning process at all. According to the Learning Center at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, social media, web browsing, game playing, texting, etc. will severely affect the intensity of your study sessions if you allow them. Research is clear that multitasking, e.g., responding to texts while studying, increases the amount of time needed to learn material and decreases the quality of the learning. They also suggest that eliminating the distractions will allow you to fully engage during your study sessions. If you don't need your computer for homework, then don't use it. Use apps to help you set limits on the amount of time you can spend at certain sites during the day. Turn your phone off. Reward intensive studying with a social media break, but make sure you time your break. So if you are ever asked the question, to multitask or not to multitask, according to the science, the best study method is to not multitask. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.